It's Gospel 1590, 106.1 FM on demand.
Joining me on the Spirit Lines right now is the Prince of Praise. You know him, the one and only Byron Cage.
Big B in the Kansas City. What's up, man? Byron Cage.
The Prince of Praise. What is going on, my brother?
Man, sitting here, you ready to go outside and enjoy this beautiful weather in D.C. today? I can't believe it, man.
You and me both.
It's gorgeous out today.
It is absolutely gorgeous here in Kansas City for the first day in a long time. We've hit 70 degrees. So,
and y'all got slammed with all that snow.
Yeah, and that snow, and then the polar vortex hit, and all that good stuff, man. It was no good, but man, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you. It's been a minute since we got to catch up with you here in Kansas City, but so thank you first off for taking out some time today and joining us. Chop it up.
Oh yeah, absolutely, man. It's my pleasure, bro. My pleasure,
bro. So what's going on, man? What are you doing?
Hey, man. You know, I'm just, man, still trying to stay sane in the midst of all of the chaotic stuff that we had in 2020. And you know, we were hoping that 2020 was going to bring us into new seasons and wonderful things. And man, we went into a pandemic. So, you know, I've been quarantining like everybody else and sheltering in and isolated and, you know, wearing masks and can't go to church with people and can't hug nobody. It has been a tough time, but bro, we are still here, man. We are still here, and we're believing that we're about to turn this corner and get back to doing what we love doing.
Amen. What is one of the things that you take away from this pandemic? This something that God has just put on your heart during this time of reflection and repurpose and rededication?
Brian, you know what, man? When my last record came out at the end of September in 2019, you know, the label owner was asking me what I want the title to be. I said, let's make it the title song that I wrote called Isolation. Because I wrote the song a few years ago because I was in my house and I was just feeling a certain way. There was stress and anxiety on me, and I was just like, felt like the walls were closing in on me. I was alone, and I was like, Lord, what is this feeling? And I started crying out to him. And when it came time to do the record, you know, I wanted to record a song like, you know, Anthony Brown said, you know, Your Miracle's on the Way. You know, Dietrich Haddon did this song, you know, Open Door Season, yes, Over Your Life. And you had even J.J. Harrison did a song about, you know, You're the God of Miracles, Signs and Wonders. And I was looking forward to 2020 being all of that. And man, 4 months later, we were in isolation. And I said, God, you gave me that prophetic song to put in the earth to encourage people that whatever they're going through, you know, that the line that says he's preparing me for what I need and he's protecting me from what I can't see. It just resonated strongly in my spirit that I was grateful that God gave me another word to put on my CD, which was the title cut, that would be a song that people hit me up all the time, you know, telling me about, man, I was dealing with anxiety and depression and thoughts of suicide. And your song came up. The last verse says, lend your ear, Lord, when I cry, when I grow weary, please draw nigh. You're the God of comfort, the God of my times, because in quiet times you give me peace, and in your presence there is relief. And, you know, God gives us, if we listen, if we sit back and listen to him, he'll give us songs and music that will touch and bless the masses. And so, bro, I have just been, like everybody else, stuck in the house. And, you know, finally, when we could go out, we, you know, have to put our masks on. And right, we have so many precautions that we have to take now. We have to stay, you know, 6 feet away from each other. Can't hug anybody. I mean, I haven't hugged my mother since February of 2020. And, you know, I'm a mama's boy, so I hug my mom all the time. Hey, mom, you good? Every time I go to her house, man, I go there 4 days a week to make sure she got everything she needs. And she's always like, she hugs her son, and I love you, son. And we're not used to that, man.
No.
We're not used to that, you know? And so it has taken a toll on a lot of people. And if people be honest, you know, we're church people, we love the Lord, and we're saved and we're sanctified. But there are also some hurtful things that could potentially bring on mental illness, almost depression, anxiety, that will, you know, create us another way to be now standoffish. You know, I pray that when the pandemic ends, that we'll be able to go back to being what it is that we were. And that's what I really miss about the church. I miss going inside the church with the sanctuary and the members, and we just having fellowship, man. I miss that so much, but, you know, we'll get back there again.
Yes, amen, amen, amen. And you touched on something. I just recently lost my father on Christmas, and I wasn't able to get in contact with him, you know, for during the whole pandemic. You know, I stayed away from him. You know, he was still a frontline worker and he was doing his thing. So I was, you know, catching up with him, making sure he was taking care of, you know, all the necessary precautions, everything that he had to do to stay safe. And when he passed, one of the songs that has been able to get me through, to give me the inspiration to get through, is one of your latest songs, I Can't Give Up. And I can't tell you and I can't thank you enough for that ministry and that mission that God put on you for that song, brother. It's a church song. We can't get in church. We can't, you know, have the choir go crazy. We can't run around, high five, do the step. But brother, that song right there, that's everything that we need.
Wow, Brian, I appreciate it, man. When I wrote that song, you know, because I wrote it a few years ago, but I didn't put it out as a single. I did Like No Other, and then I did Good to Me. And when I did this record, I said, I feel like it's time now. It's time to put that song out. And again, we didn't know that we were going into any type of pandemic, you know. And there's the line on there that talks about, well, trials often come. There's still a race for me to run, you know. I can't give up, won't give up, you know, because I'm built to win. God has built us to be able to have. He said we're more than conquerors. So we're built to win, but how do you handle what you said, Brian, you know, and the loss of your father? How do you make sense of it other than the fact that I've learned it's okay to question God, but at the end of the day, I accept what he allows.
Amen.
If he allows something to happen, some way, somehow, this has to work toward the good pleasure. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't look good, but it has to work together for the good, man. So I appreciate you saying that, because writers, you know, we write music and we don't know who we're touching. We don't know who it is. All we do is we put the music out there and pray that it will bless somebody. And so thank you for saying that, man.
Absolutely. It blesses me every time, especially, you know, because it's still fresh. The wound is still there. And, you know, like you said, it's okay to question God, but you know that he's going to get the glory in all of this, no matter what happens. And I think he's, you know, he's right there with us, and he's given us the tools and the common sense to get through this pandemic. Like you said, make sure you wear your mask, your social distancing, and all that good stuff, to where we can get back to the point of where we can have church again and be together. And just, you know, we've been, like you said, isolated from each other for so long. But look at all the technology and everything that has transpired from that. Folks recording albums from their home in a pandemic, doing Zoom, doing tiny concerts, all that great stuff. So yes, he's still going to get the glory from there. And you touched on, you know, writing the songs. Not only are you a songwriter, my brother's written a book as well. Come on now.
Hey man, ain't God good, bro?
Man,
after all these years, I turned out to be an author at 58.
and it's one of the best sellers on Amazon too, bro. Come on.
Yeah, I'm thankful, man. God was so faithful, because I wrote a book called I Do, which chronicled my 30 years experience before I retired from being a full-time minister of music, because I've only worked in the church now for 32 years. And when I retired from doing that full-time, I just wanted to give my story and let everybody understand how to have a good relationship between a pastor and a music minister, and how to make those ministries come together to maximize the glory, to maximize things that God wants to do in the sanctuary. I talk about the errors that I made, the adjustments I had to make to get things right, make sure things are good. Because, you know, ministers of music and musicians aren't always right, but they're not always wrong. And pastors sometimes may not communicate things enough that a musician actually is understanding what he wants. So I just talk about the five churches that I served, and I just talked about all of the years and all of the things that I've learned and what I was able to take away from it. And, you know, thank God, you know, for my first book. It was a bestseller. And I'm just really thankful. I am just so grateful that I could add that little thing to my name as well.
And I don't think a lot of people get that. And you touched on a great subject there, because I run sound for our church. And there are a lot of things that the creative arts pastor or the minister of music and the pastor, you know, don't communicate sometimes. And, you know, sometimes you're in the middle and sometimes you're in the background. And just to see how that dynamic comes together and how God steps in from the sermon to the praise and worship to what is going to happen that day. So that is right on time. I can't wait to jump into that book and read every bit about that, my brother.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. There's some funny stories. You're going to be extremely entertained. Some hilarious stories in it of things that I went through as a minister of music. And then there are really good practical steps that pastors can take to make sure that his musician or the minister of music has his heart and has his vision and is ready to move it forward, because there is correct communication and understanding on both parts. Because I think that's what happens all over the country a lot of times. The reason why pastors are at odds a lot of times with musical people, and musical people are at odds with them, is because pastors think musicians are disrespectful, and musicians think that pastors are jealous. Because if the response to the music is better than the response to the word that Sunday, there can be some issues.
Yes.
You know, and I talk about it. I go in and I do it in an environment. And I was supposed to do in 2020, man, I was supposed to do the whole I Do isolation tour for my book and my new album. And of course, the pandemic shut all of that down. And so, you know, God has had me in a place now where I really had to trust him and know that he's going to provide for me and continue to do those things. And he knows the things that concern me. And I guess that's the prayer that I have to him every day, that, you know, in the midst of even pandemic, you know what I'm saying? He will provide all of my needs.
Absolutely. He will still get the glory and the praise and the honor. I want to thank you for taking some time out to spend with us here in Kansas City. Next time you're in town, we'll have to get you some of that barbecue. And then, you know, I already know you sport the crimson and cream, you know, 1911. My yes, uncle, sir, and my brother and one of my good friends, Bishop Cortez Vaughn, is all Kappas. And so when we get to Kansas City, maybe we can get you another red and white shirt. You know, I know you're a football fan, but there's this thing called Mahomes Magic here in Kansas City. So I need you to go ahead and put on that 15, right?
Yes, sir. We shall do it, man. We
can do it. I can't thank you enough, my brother. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Be blessed. And can't wait to see you back here in Kansas City when everything opens up.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brian. I appreciate you, my brother.
It's Gospel 1590, 106.1, and the Afternoon Praise Party on Demand.